In Juneau, the Valley Youth Club opened yesterday in the same location as the Boys and Girls Club of Alaska, which suddenly closed 3 weeks ago. Juneau Youth Services is now operating the after-school youth center for kids ages 7 to 15. KTOO's Rosemary Alexander checked out the new club.
Ready? Two, three, go.
It's really wonderful to see them back. It was very difficult to hear people say that, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do when this closes.
Frank Tusano watched the sad faces leave last month when the Boys and Girls Club of Alaska closed the Juneau facility. Yesterday, he welcomed back their shrieks and giggles. Tusano was a Boys and Girls Club staff member. Now he's working for Juneau Youth Services, which will operate the club for the next 90 days. 10 Alaska clubs from Juneau to the interior were closed when a federal grant dried up. Juneau was the first to reopen with community help. It will cost about $30,000, including rent and utilities, to operate the facility for the next 3 months. Half of that is coming from the Juneau Community Foundation and its high school philanthropists. The Youth Action Committee, or YAC as it's called, raises funds to support youth activities in Juneau. Two of the young benefactors were checking out the new Valley Club yesterday. Max Lyons is a 15-year-old sophomore at Juneau Douglas High School. He'd read a news story about the Boys and Girls Club closing and figured there was something YAC could do.
It clearly was already serving an important purpose in the community. There are people who don't really have anywhere else to go for this kind of thing, for care. And our goal has been to address teen homelessness, and it seems pretty clear to me that this kind of organization is very effective at fighting that preemptively.
YAC member Nick Parker plays in the JDHS Jazz Band. 2 days after the club closed, the band was playing for a community gathering with Governor Parnell in Nugget Mall. When Parker saw the kids and their parents asking the governor for help, he knew the youth center was a good project.
Signs saying, "Save our club, help the boys and girls of Juneau, help the youth." Seeing people actually come to an event and show that they cared meant a lot to me.
The club is an alternative program for families who cannot afford other fee-based after-school child care. About 50 children attended regularly before the Boys and Girls Club closed, and many paid very little. Manager Tara Lee Ellis says 30 families have re-registered. She expects other families will join once they realize the club is open again.
For the month of October, for membership fees, we're asking for donations.
A group of local trade unions donated $5,000 yesterday to help cover the cost of the temporary operating plan. Peter Giraz is a Juneau Community Foundation board member and advisor to YAC. He says the long-term viability of the club is now up to local businesses and residents.
This really is kind of a Band-Aid, unfortunately. It keeps the center open for about 90 days with, you know, all sorts. We got, you know, YAC coming in at the $7,500 level, Juneau Community Foundation coming in at another $7,500, and, you know, United Way is also pointing up some money, and obviously the Juneau Youth Services are all helping out. Hopefully in the next 90 days we'll figure out the long-term plan.
In the meantime, the kids are glad to have a place to go after school till their parents get out of work.
I had to go over to my mom's work, which is really boring.
So you're glad to be back?
Yeah.
What do you like about coming here?
The games with Frank. The games with Frank is the best. Basketball and Tara Lee.
I like it because there's a lot of kids to be here so I can play with them.
What would you be doing if you didn't have a club like this to come to?
I would be at my house alone.
In Juneau, I'm Rosemary Alexander.